Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the lights of Yah shine upon you this Shabbat. Shalom. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I take great delights in the promises of Almighty Yahweh. For He comforts the love of Israel by way of revelation and knowledge of His imats. And the power of that truth must be alive among Israel. We're not a dead people, but we are alive. We are a lively stone and a lively people that are empowered by the knowledge of His truth in the light of Yahshua HaMashiach. And if we are not alive, it is because there is no power of His imats in us. Yah says unto Israel, you serve me with your mouth, great words of accolades. You speak of my power and my strength. He said, but there is a certainty that your love is far from serving me. So we can have this aura of pretense, and it looks well to the natural eye, and that is naked, but it has no application of the true power at all of Yah being in the inward part. This thing must work from the inside outwardly. It doesn't work from the outside inwardly. It begins with a revolutionary change in the inward parts. And when that change takes place, you will see the radical change of one's disposition, one's attitude, one's personality, and one's character. Because it will resonate the character of Yahshua the Lamb. And the character of Yahshua is the Word of Yah. And if it's not based upon the principle of what the Word is, then His character is a false character. Our character cannot be based upon our emotions of what things we have perceived intellectually. But this is a spiritual truth. This is a spiritual rock. This water that we drink is a spiritual water. It is not a natural water. It goes beyond the realm of a natural identity. It is one that is spiritual. And we must understand that with great details. We are a people that Yah says, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. And the only way you're going to understand knowledge is that you must give ear to hear. You must shemak what Yah commands unto the seven assemblies throughout Pontius and Asia, throughout the world. He declares unto them, you that have the ear to hear, you must hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks unto the Bayit of Yisrael. And this is a generation that cannot differentiate between that which is spiritual and that which is natural. The spiritual things will always bring amplification unto Yah. And those things that are natural, they are against Yahweh. Our natural proclivity is against Yah. That's why the Greeks, they're all seeking knowledge. They're seeking signs. And those that believe they are of the tribe of Yehuda, or they're Israelites, they're looking for the sign. And there is no knowledge but the knowledge of His Torah. And there is no truth but the truth of the light of the Torah. And that light is Yahshua HaMashiach. I want to begin where I stopped on last week. Hallelujah. For I am prepared as a warrior for battle. That I come to encroach upon the mind that is an enemy of Yah. And that is the natural mind that thinks in this natural, superficial way. That is not a mind that is spiritual. So I come to battle. And I have my battle array, my garments on. I do not bear the sword of the Ruach in vain. And the sword of Yah is meant to cut and to tear down, to destroy the pillars that we have built. That have been based upon principles of the rebelliousness and the witchcraft of man. We know that we have a nature when we rebel against the word of Yah. But our minds rebel because we think we have the sure understanding. We began to rebel against that because it does not agree with your standards or the path that you're on. We must come up to the way. Yahshua is the way. And he walked in the Torah. He is the derech. He is the path that leads unto the power of this revelation of the Torah of Yah. It does not come out of the Talmud. It does not come out of any other book but the Torah of Yah. It does not come out of the Kabbalah, but it comes out of the bosom of Yah. Yahshua is the living power of the heart, the works of Yah from his bosom. I will prove that. You know, we read scripture, but we are an ignorant people. He said, my people are ignorant. They are destroyed. Because they lack knowledge. And there are things that we read, we give no attention to what we read. Because men today and those today are doing things to prove what's in them. No, I'm here to prove who he is. For there is no tough thing that dwells in me. In my flesh there is nothing worth anything at all. Nothing. It is by the power of the Ruach that Yahshua, the living word of Yah, dwells in the inward part. So my words there as filthy rags. They mean nothing. I have nothing to boast in but him. I want to begin as I began last week. I want to begin from the letter of Yochanan, John chapter 14. Because Yahshua, he declares with a bold declaration who he is. And in order for him to substantiate what he declared unto Thomas, it must line up with Torah. In order for him to declare the character of this living Torah, then Torah must justify him. We are justified by the Shadik, the Torah of Yah, for the Shadik, the righteousness of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And it is his Torah that is imat. It is truth. It is the power of his bosom. It is what he delights in. It is what he is all about. And for Yahshua to make a profound statement of this utterance, he must embody the character of Torah. And if there is one slight diminish of that in his life, he is not the embodiment of the Torah of Yah at all. He is a false, superficial thing that has rose up from the belly of hell, from the bosom of darkness. It is one thing that we do not do. We do not pay detail or give conscience to the detail of the matter. We just see the picture. We don't see the dots and the lines that connects the picture. We must see the picture in the fullness of its concept and the borders and the dots and the lines and everything that constitutes the picture. It is not one color in a picture that constitutes the picture. It is a multiplicity of colors that brings the amber brightness of the picture. And so it is in the Torah of Yah. Now I want you all to awaken out of your drunkenness. Hallelujah. And to be alert unto Yah. I sense the drunkenness. And I want you to be alert. Hallelujah. It is one thing that soldiers in battle, they must be alert. I recall when I was in basic training that there was a drill. He had had two or three tours in Vietnam. And he was taking us through a process for preparation for battle. And each step of the way, it had to be carried out precisely. If you miss one step, you endanger the lives of those that were around you. And I recall on that very sultry, humid August day in 1974, as I sat there on Tank Hill at Fort Jackson, it was humid, it was hot, and we were sweaty. And so I was sitting on the ground, and there were others that were going before me in this process. And it had to be carried out in detail. Each function or each part of the way of that function had to be closely observed, that you carry out the fullness of the detail way that we had to go. And I recall, because I was slothful, my mind just going blank somewhat because I was sleepy, I was tired, and he saw me do that. And immediately his rage rose up. He stopped everything and said, "Robert, I want you to go. And if you miss one single process, we will deal with you severely." And my heart pumped, life flowed into me, and I began the process. I had recalled every detail, every step of the way. Why did he tell me that? Because we were still in a nation whereby there were soldiers withdrawing, and at any time things could have flared up again, and I could have gone to Vietnam. And so we are in a battle, brothers and sisters. We better begin to learn how to train our minds to hear. He that hath ear, let him hear. The rock of Yah speaks unto the bayit of Yisrael, and we must hear. That is why they deserted Yahshua, because they did not hear. And it was only because when he rose from the grave, he restored them unto his bosom, that there was a place in his bosom for those that Yah had elected. And so we must hear. I would have begun, as he speaks unto Tomah in Yochanan 14 and verse 6. Yahshua says, he answers Tomah, he says, "I want you to understand that I am the derech. I am the way that brings a man into the presence of the Abba. There is no other way. It does not come by the Kabbalah. It does not come by the Talmud. It does not come by religious practices. It comes by Yahshua." He said, "I am the derech." And not only that, but I am the truth. I am the emet and the life. No man comes unto the Abba but by me. What a bold declaration. There is no way you can come unto Yah but by the living standards of his Torah. Yisrael had to obey the preciseness of what Torah commanded them. They had to do all that Torah instructed them. They had to obey all that Torah had shown unto them. And we must do it the same way today. Yahshua makes a profound statement here. He said, "You cannot even come unto the Abba but by me. For I am the living way unto Yah. I am the Torah of life that causes a man's eyes to be opened, that brings him into the presence of the truth of Yah, and then he will have confidence to trust Yah." If you don't have confidence in Yah's truth, you will not trust him. Now, in order for us to understand this, I know how our minds functioned. They function in a path or a derech that has not generated anything in our lives. So we allow or we permit what we hear today to be incorporated in this prism of learnings that we have learned. And we must do like Shaul. We need to get in that private place and destroy those pillars and those teachings that did not produce the power of the living Torah of Yah in us. We must. You cannot build upon another foundation. There is only one foundation. And that is the foundation of the Torah of Yah. Yahshua is the power and the life. He is the living Torah of Yah. And it is proven beyond measures in the book. And the reason we don't understand, because we do not give attentiveness to words. To words. I recall as I tell us this, one of the first things that when I met Evangelist Hartsfield, I recall he was staying in our home because he was running a 30-day revival in South Carolina. And that morning I went to his room to greet him, and I found him on his knees. And that is the way he would study scripture. He would get on his knees and he would read for the revelation of the knowledge of that thing to be revealed unto him. And he had his finger on one word in the text of scripture. And he says to me, "Come here, Brother Roberts." He said, "I want you to read that." Now, he kept his finger on a specific word, because that was that what tied everything in together. You cannot omit the dots. If you omit the dots, you will not see where the line goes. So you cannot reject the dots. It's the dots that bring us to the point. So you must connect all the dots. And he was there on his knees. He said, "Read that." He explained that to me. And of course, in my youthful nature, my zeal to impress him, he said, "Read it again. Explain that again." And so a boldness arose. Then I explained it again. He said, "Brother Roberts, read it again." I knew then that I was off the mark. He said, "Read it again." Now he said, "I want you to go back to this word. Look at that word. What does it say? Now read it again. Now explain it to me." Now that time, when I explained it in the simplicity of my knowledge, he said, "Oh, that's the truth. You see what man, even in this bastardized language that we speak, it is called English, that has stolen and robbed from every culture of paganism and falseism. That's all it is. It is just a collage of corrupt speak, curses and damnation to people, because there is no purity of Torah or enrichment of Yah even in the vernacular of this language." And that is the truth. So he says to Thomas, "I am the Derek and I am the truth." Now we know that Yah's Emet is his Sudika, his righteousness, because it is everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. Now Yahshua must bear the character. He must embody the character of what Torah is. He must embody that. And the reason he must embody what Torah is, because Yahweh says his Torah is Emet. And Yahshua said, "I am the truth. I am the Emet. I am the Emet of Yah. I am, listen now, I am the Emet. I am the truth. I am the character of the personality of Almighty Yah. And I'm here for one purpose. And I will enlighten your understanding as to the reason that I am here." Now, in order for us to understand as I progress, I want us again to turn back to Yochanan chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word," was the Torah. That was in the beginning. Of who? Yah, in the beginning. In the Bereshit, was the Torah. Listen now, "And the Word was with Yahweh." Now, where was the Word with Yahweh? Now, I know what we have been taught. I know what Christendom has taught us. I will show you where the Word was. I will show us where the Word was. You know it's right here in this chapter. It's right here in this chapter. And the word was with. Now what that preposition implies, it says that the word was not against Yah. And so Yahshua, if he's the living word of Yah, he cannot be against the Torah of Yah. So the word was with Yah. Listen closely. So the word was with Yah. The word was with Yah. And the word was. And the word is. And the word was. And the word was Yahweh. It was Yahweh. That with is that function to indicate the position of where the word is. It is with Yahweh. It is not against Yahweh. It does not oppose Yahweh. And Yahshua did not oppose the Abba. He did not oppose the Abba. It says, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with Yah. The Torah has always been with Yah. There has always been a Torah. Yah is the Torah. There has always been a law. There has always been a structure. There has always been a mishra, a government. So the Torah, the word of Yah, the same was in the beginning with Yahweh. Hallelujah. That is why Yah, this Torah, it became flesh, brothers and sisters. And this Torah is the eternal word of Yah. It does not change at all because it is the beginning. No beginning with Yah. It is the beginning. What that says, the nature of Yah, the beginning of Yah, you began with His Torah. The beginning with Yah, the start, the Bereshit of Yah, it begins with His Torah. And in order for man to understand the beauty of Yah, you must begin with His Torah. And that's why the Torah was made flesh, that we could behold this eternal power and the strength of Yah in earthen vessels. And that will be proven out in the word of Yah as I continue to go. We must explain in details the things that we think are minute and they have no significance. They must be explained unto us. Hallelujah. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. All right? In Yah, in Him, was life. And the life was the light. Yahshua is the light. He is the light of Yah and the light of men. He is the awe. He is the illumination of the Torah of Yah. And that will be proven out in Scripture, brothers and sisters. You just hear. And if it's wrong, you show me where I'm wrong. Hallelujah. And the light was the light of Adam. The light shines in darkness. And darkness comprehended it. It did not overcome it. Darkness comprehended it not. The light was not overcome by darkness. The light can never be overcome by darkness. When a man cannot comprehend a matter or the nature of a matter, he is walking in darkness. And so the darkness did not overcome or overtake the light because it could not comprehend the power of the light. And that's the way it was with man. He could not comprehend the light of the spiritual power that Yah had imparted into him. He commanded Adam of everything you eat, but of that tree of the knowledge of Tov and Roth, he said, I command you not to eat. And the darkness still did not overcome the light of Almighty Yahweh. The same, there was a man sent from Yahweh whose name was Yochanan. He was the emerger. He was one sent by Yah. He was not sent by his mother, his Ima, or his Avat. He was sent by Almighty Yah. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the lights that all men through him might believe. Now he is the light of the Torah and Yahshua is that light. Yochanan came to bear witness of that light that through Yahshua all men would believe that Yah is Almighty and that the power of his truth is the eternal life of man. There is no other way to eternal life. You think it just began with Yahshua? It did not begin with the spiritual living power of the word of Yah. For every word that Yah speaks is life. His words that he speaks brings life and death. Hallelujah. It tells me that Yochanan, he was not the light. But he was sent to bear witness of the light. That light was the true light. Yeshua is the true light. For his Torah is the truth, which lights every man that comes into the world. And Yah, the breath he has given every man, the measure of Emunah. Every man has the measure of Emunah. Without Emunah, without faith, we cannot please Yah. It is his breath. That's why when a man dies, his breath goes back to Yah. The Ruach. There is no physical man that stand before Yah, some physical form, but the breath. He breathes it out, just like you breathe out, and then his breath comes back. It comes back to the place where it's rooted at. And every man has the breath. You have no life without the breath of Yah. There is no life to plants without the breath of Yah. There is no life at all without the quickening breath of the Ruach of Yah. I don't care whether man is wicked, whether he's saved. It is the breath of Yah that brings life. It is the breath of Yah. So every man, hallelujah. Whether he's a sinner or whether he's a kedusham, whether the daughter loves Yah or she despises him, the breath belongs to Yah. It is the quickening power of his breath that gives life. That's what gives life. It's the living power of his breath that gives life unto men. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The word of Yah, Yeshua, the word was made by the spoken word of Yah. As he spoke, the heavens were created. As he spoke, I know what I am saying, all right? Don't get mystified. Just quit reading into this what your mind reads. I will show you. Hallelujah. So as he spoke, the world came into existence. As he spoke and he created man with his hands, he breathed the living breath into him, and he became the nephesh, or the living entity of Almighty Yah. It is the power of the confidence in Yeshua that will quicken us and make us alive in the presence of Yah. Why? Because this word is a living word. It is a living truth. And the world knew him not. The world doesn't know Yah. It doesn't know Yahshua. It knows darkness and sin because darkness cannot comprehend the light of Yah. Now look quickly down to verse 14 of the same chapter. Yah was never made, for there is no beginning with Yah. It says here in Yochanan 1:14, and the words and the Torah was made flesh. Is that what it says? And the Torah was made flesh and dwell among us. Look at this now. And we beheld his splendor, his kadosh, his honor, his kabod, his honor. And the kabod as the only begotten of the Abba. Now what was made flesh? The Torah of Yah. And we beheld that as the Son of Yah. It says, and the Torah was made. And the Torah was made flesh. And the Torah was made. And the Torah was created. And we beheld it in the form of flesh. Now Yah has no making, because Yah is the beginning. Of what? He is the beginning. Period. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah. Is that what it says in verse 1? And the Word was with Yah, it was not against him. Well, where was the Word? We see here the Word was made flesh. Where was the Word? Don't be quick to answer, because we all think we have an answer, and we don't know the answer, because we don't have this kind of this kind of great compassion and a hunger for the truth. We don't. Truth does one thing, it makes us free. Hallelujah. We're not here to prove one point in truth, because truth proves itself. Hallelujah. We need no one to defend it. I'm set for defense of this message of Yeshua HaMashiach. I declare it, and it stands by itself. It says, and the Word was with Yah in verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Torah, and the Word was with. It was not against it. Where was it? Where was the Word, brothers and sisters? Think for a second. Where was the Word? I will show you where the Word was. Hallelujah. Look at verse 18. Same chapter. No man has seen Yah at any time. The only begotten Son, which is where? In the heck or the bosom of the Abba, he has declared him. You understand that's where the word of Yah was, in his bosom. I will show us precisely what scripture says. We are an ignorant people. We think we know, but we do not know. It says that, and the word was in, only the begotten Son, which was in. It shows us his position. He was in the bosom. And so the word of Yah spoke, because Yahshua was in the bosom of Yah. He was in the inward parts of his lev. He is the heart of Yah. When the word was spoken, things were created. Oh, that's what it says. It says, the only begotten Son, which is in, which is in the bosom, and the word was made flesh. He was in the bosom of Yah. Do you all understand that? I know what this damnable thing we call Christendom has thwarted and twisted our logics or thinking of the word of Yah, because it has not been based upon Torah. Now this must be proven in Torah if this is the Torah truth. It must be proven of the power of this bosom, meaning that he laid on his bosom. No, he was in the bosom. He was in the bosom. He was in the bosom. He was in the heka. He was in the bosom of Yah. He was in the lev of Yah. He was the heart of Yah. He was the mind of Yah. His word is his mind. His word is his bond. Hallelujah. Truth. He was in the bosom. You see how Yah make things so simple to us? It's because we have this aversion for things that are not true. It says, no man has seen him. No man. Only the begotten, the one birth, the one from the bosom of Yah. He's the begotten, brothers and sisters. We are the firstborn of the begotten. He's the one that was birthed from. No, he did not need a woman. He is the one that was birthed from. He was the one that was birthed from. And this Miriam is the power of the, she represents the essential of the congregation of Yah. The elect that bring forth a pure, the purity, the virtuousness of his Torah. And that's what she brought forth, this pure nature of the Torah of Yah. And that's what we should bring forth, this pure nature. That's what we should delight. Our delight of the Torah is in the inward parts, not of the external, not to be seen of man, not to be recognized of man. Hallelujah. What we do it in secret, we do it quiet. Quietly, that Yah may reward you openly. We don't have to tell no one, we don't have to talk about it, we don't have to express it to no one. We do it quietly, it will be done openly. Men will behold the kabod of Yah, is honor upon you, and they will honor Yah for the great works he has done in you. You don't have to tell nobody, you don't have to say one word, you don't have to spread it, you don't have to talk about it. You do it because it's from the lev of Yah. What is done from there, he will reward you openly. And men will see the power of his splendor and his excellence upon you. It was in his bosom. Only the begotten of Yah, which was in his bosom, which is in the bosom of Yah. Come on, his word is his heart. As the old ones would say, my word is my bond. And what they were implying, that what I say to you, what I speak to you, that it is strengthened, or the character of what I say, this is my heart. And I speak it from a pure nature. And what my words represents, my character, who I am, what I am, although they are words, they come from my bosom. They come from my bosom. And Yahshua was in, he is in the bosom. He came from the bosom of Yah. There was no one standing beside him. As I said, he was in the bosom of Yahweh. He was in the bosom of Yahweh. He came from the bosom of Yahweh. Hallelujah. There were no little son that he patted on his hand and said, tough boy. No, he was in the bosom. He is the Torah. He is the bosom. That is Yahweh's bosom, his Torah. And that is Yahweh's bosom, his Torah. And what Yahshua, he's the light. He's the excellent of the power of that Torah that shines unto men, that they may see the power of Yah. And everything the Torah does, it leads men unto the Abba. And that's what Yahshua did. He led every man unto the Abba. If he did not, then the renewed covenant is a damn lie. That's all he talks about. Hallelujah. Is it in the book or is not? Hallelujah. It says in the Torah, no man has seen the Abba at any time. Only the begotten Son, which is in the bosom, the Hak, the bosom of the Abba. He has declared Him. You understand? He said He has declared Yahweh. He has made known unto us whom the Abba is. He has declared the power of the Abba. He is the one that makes light or shine the light on Him. Why? Because He is Him in the power of this living Torah. And the Torah always shine light on Him. The Torah always shine light on Him. That's where the Torah shine light. It doesn't shine light on you. Shows you your darkness and your sinful ways. But the Torah shine light on Him. And if we delight in the Torah from the inward parts, we shine light on Him. Hallelujah. We shine light on Him. That's why Yahshua said, if I be lifted up, if the Torah be lifted up, He will draw all men unto the Abba. And that's what the Torah does. It draws all men. It draws us unto the Abba. It draws us unto the Abba. That was not the Torah given unto Moshe, to draw men unto Yah. I know what it says in the renewed covenant. We know that the excellence of His truth came by. We know that the Torah came by Moshe. That does not diminish or delete the Torah. But it says truth and mercy came by Yahshua. What Yahshua shows us, the mercy of the Torah. What He does, He shows us, He brings forth the power and the life of the Torah. You see, under the witness of the Torah, when a man sinned, he did things that were egregious. He died in the eyes of two or three witnesses. And what Yahshua does, He brings the light, He brings the excellence of Torah that was from the beginning. What beginning? It was from the beginning. You cannot identify, you cannot give definition to that word Bereshit. There is none, because Yah is the Bereshit. The Bereshit, He's the beginning. He's the beginning. What? You can't even fathom that naturally. That's why we need the mind of the Ruach. We need the mind of Yahshua. For the word was there in the beginning. The word of Yah has always been there from the beginning. Has always. From the beginning. His Torah has been from the beginning. We got to dismantle this prism that causes us to look at things through our own philosophy. Through the white skin or the black skin. It's a damnable shame how amazing things are. You got those that, because their skin are darker, ones because they're creamier, they think that creates an excellent about them. Lies from the gutter of hell. It doesn't create anything at all. The scripture says that Yahkahan was a man sent by Yah. He was sent by Yah. If He sent him, He is sending men today. And if you think it's you He's sending, He is not sending you. Because Yahkahan didn't even know he was being sent by Yah. It is Yah that makes the decision. It is not how you feel or what you think. Hallelujah. It's not that. I will, my friend. I'm going to take us into what the word says. I want us to see whether this one that calls himself the HaMashiach, he bears witness of the character of the Torah. And if he doesn't, then he's a false, superficial one. And if he does, we better take heed. We better bow before Yah, prostrate, and cry out to the Yah for Yahshua the Lamb. And it better be sincere, not something that is false, but it better be real, brothers and sisters. It says that he was in the bosom of Yah. Look at what David says concerning that in Tehillim 89, Psalms 89. Well, Pastor Roberts, that means that was on his breast. You know, when you literally research this word, hek, a bosom, it has an indication that it is the altar. It's not the altar, the bosom of Yah. Did He not give them the brazen altar, the altar for them to bring and to pour out their love unto Him? You see, the indication, we just don't understand. Because most men of Yah today, they must serve tables. And they do not have the opportunity to be given over unto the word of Yah. You're this week, I have worked hard. And that's the truth. I take great delight in that. But there are times that I must be given over unto the word of Yah. And so I must take a moment here and a moment there. I must take a little time there. So the word hek or bosom head has more than just a simplicity of information or understanding. We think that this is a man's bosom here. Or this is a woman's bosom right here. That's how we think, because that is how our vernacular trains us. But that is not what Yah implies. Look at this now. That we says in Tehillim 89, Psalms 89, 49. He says sovereign. He says Yahweh. He said, where are your former love kindness, your hasid, your tenderness? which you showed, or you swore unto David in your imat. Now that's what he declared unto David, unto David, his love kindness in his truth, his kindness in his Torah. He says that you have sworn unto, you have swore unto David your imat, your truth, your kindness in your truth, yeah. Verse 50, he says, remember, Yahweh, sovereign one, the reproach of your servant. He says, listen now, how I do bear where? Come on here, people. Come on and say it, where? In. You pack of hypocrites. Come on, he said, I do bear in my bosom the reproach of the mighty people. Does he say in his bosom? He says, come on, someone approaching you, you can see them with the physical eyes. He said, but I bear this in my bosom. He said, this is in my heart. That's where Yahshua was. He's the heart of Yah. He said, I bear this in my bosom. I bear this in my heart. It's in my bosom, Yah. I bear this reproach. It's heavy on me. It wears me down. We must have line because we are such a wicked people. We don't believe you. It must be line upon line, and precept upon precept, precept, a little here and a little there. It must be. You know why it has to be that way? Because we do not believe you. We do not trust him. So if he is bearing this in his bosom, and I do this to make clarification of the word hek, a bosom. If he bear this in his bosom, then how is it bared? If he bear the reproach, Yahshua is, he was in, again that preposition, he was in the bosom of the Abba, did it not say that? And David say, I bear the reproach in now, in my bosom. So is there some kind of physical form that he bears in his bosom? Come on, Israel. Was there a form? It was the things that were weighted in his love. In his mind, in his heart, it was the word of the reproach of his enemy that they say we will destroy thy, we will bring him down. He said, I bear that of this mighty people. I bear the reproach of all the mighty people. I bear the reproach of Israel. I bear Yahweh in my bosom, in my heik. In my bosom, it's in my mind, it's in my inward parts. It dwells at the altar of my mind. It dwells at the altar of Yah. It dwells at the substance of my being. And that's what Yahshua, he is the substance of the character of Yah. And Yah's character is his Torah. Yah's strength is his Torah. Yah's power is his Torah. Yah's visibility unto Israel is his Torah. That's why we must love the Torah of Yah. You cannot love Yahshua without loving the Torah. For he is a living word. Oh, I'm going to preach this and talk this. But I will show us line upon line, alright? You see, you got to connect all the dots. You can't connect two dots. You got to connect all the dots. Hallelujah. When I was a kid, we would play the game dots. They would put a lot of dots. And you draw the dots, we try to line it out. And the more dots you make, the more places you put your initial in the box, you win. Hallelujah. And so the game was not complete until all the boxes were filled, right? So our mind must be filled with the Torah of Yah in order for us to walk in the completeness of Yah. That's why we don't walk in the completeness of Yah. We may have zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. We may have a strength and a fervor, but it's not according to knowledge. It may be according to wisdom, a little experience we've had. But wisdom is principle. We need understanding in this hour. We need understanding. That's why he said, I will raise up my raha out of my bosom. He said, I will raise up men out of my heart. They will have the heart of Yah, of Yahshua. And they will feed my people with knowledge and what? Understanding. You need understanding, brothers and sisters. This is the generation that has more knowledge. And the thing of it is, you read more, you study more, and our conditions are the same. Come on, Israel. All the knowledge that has proliferated, it has not changed the condition at all. Look at this nation. She's a wicked Jezebel, a despiser. She has technology. She has knowledge to create limbs. She has knowledge to create a superficial form of life. She has knowledge to alter the original design of Yah and seeds and all kinds of things. But we are no bit better. We are poor. We are sickly. We have no spiritual enrichment. We are walking in darkness. We are not the power, the light of Yeshua. We're not a nation or a people that stand with a great awe by nations of the world. We are wicked people. We are people that's forsaken. So all of our knowledge has not produced nothing at all. It has not produced any healthiness. When a man gets understanding, it produces health. When a man understands his physical being, it produces health. It does. When a man understands his nature, that is what produces health. All right? So that we said, in my hik, in my bosom, I bear this Yah. Hallelujah. We are in the bosom of Yah. We are physical, are we not? But yet we are in the mind of Yah. That's why He is mindful. He is mindful of His people day and night. That's why He doesn't destroy us, because He's mindful of us, Israel. Hallelujah. He is mindful of Israel. You cannot understand what Yah is saying by our vernacular. Because if you're raised in the hood, your vernacular is different than a hillbilly in the hill. If you're raised in what we call this intelligent society, what is intelligent? That is different than a kid who has to bake bread each morning to get bread. His main mindset is how to get bread. So what we think words mean, it doesn't mean that. We got to go back to the old ancient path, the way that brought Israel unto Yah. He said, in my bosom, in my heik, I bear the reproach of this great people. And even in the midst of all of his opposition, as he began to complain unto Yah, he says, turn back to the 35th chapter of Tehillim, of Psalms 35, 13. As Dawid complained about his enemies. Listen now. Now I want you to understand this. See, when he says this, he's talking about something that is profound, the breath of his inward parts. He says in Tehillim 35, 13, that we said, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothes was sackcloth. Sackcloth. He says this, look, he said, I humble my nephesh, my soul, with fasting. That's what it's for, to humble your soul with fasting, your brazen ways, your corrupt ways. You humble yourself with fasting. So when you fast, brothers and sisters, not to trim your waistline, you fast to humble yourself, and that humbleness will cause you to hear those that have some rule and some authority to teach you something. So you don't fast to try to trim your waist or your hips down, you fast to humble yourself. He said, fast and I humble myself. And look what he says now. Am I to fill up my prayer? Return where? Return where? It return where? Into my own bosom inside of his lev. Now how could one's prayer, if the breath goes out, how does it return back? That's like when a man dies, the breath of Yah returns back to him. It returns back to his bosom. He said, my own tefillah. You tell me I'm praying, and it returns back unto my lev, to my bosom. Why? Because it came from the bosom. And Yahshua came from the bosom. He came from the bosom of Yah. He came from the bosom. Hallelujah. He said, my own prayer returned back. Now explain that. Hallelujah. How do you explain that? He said, my own prayer returned back. It returned back into. He said, it returned. It returned. Did he not say return? It returned. So if something goes, I must come back, right? Hallelujah. It returned into my bosom. It returned back into my own heik, my own bosom. What he's implying here, that it returned back into my love. Hallelujah. That's why Yah so loved the world. How do you love? Is it from your love? Come on, that's how you love. It's from the love. It's one of obedience. The Ahava. He so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only. He gave what was pure. And the only way he could express that unto Israel, unto a nation, world, and a people, it's the importance of a son begotten of the bosom of a man. When a man sees his son, he takes delight in him. Why? Because he sees his character. So he wants to train his son in a way, his mind in the way that he has walked, and that will produce the kind of strength and the son that will be honorable. That's what he does. And so the only way he could express that, that he will give his own, he will show us what his heart was, and he had to express that in a son. He cannot do it in a melach. He cannot do it in Gabriel and Micah. He cannot do it that way. He had to do it in a son. Listen, daughters. Listen, sons. Daughters are precious. And they create in a man the beauty of sensitivity and the beauty of this intrinsic value of touch and sensitivity. But a son amplifies the strength of a man. It causes a man to realize the power of his strength and his heritage is in the son. The heritage of Yah is in the Son, isn't it? Are we not the redeemed of Yah? By the Son? So man's heritage is in his Son. His daughter goes out, she becomes the heritage of someone else. Hallelujah. But his heritage is in his Son. And she takes upon the man's character. The Son takes upon the Avat's character. Hallelujah. How is the character built? Is it built on words? Sure it is. He speaks to his son. He talks to him. That's how it's done. So it is the word. Yeshua said, these words that I speak, they are not mine, but him that sent me. For I am that word. We're going to continue on, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, even by prayer, it returned back to my bosom inside of my lap. In order for you to understand the power of truth, then there must be a light to shine on it. Yeshua said, Yochanan said that he is the light. Well, what is light? We must find out what Torah says concerning light. We must. Hallelujah. Oh, I know how we have done that. We all are guilty of that. We have quoted things because we have memorized them, because we were ecstatic and excited when we heard it, and we just knew that it was the truth beyond truth measures, but it did not reveal the whole substance of the truth. We must have the whole state of bread. We must have that. It was one by the name of Daniel. He was elected of Yahna. He speaks something profoundly here in the book of Daniel chapter 2. Daniel. And so Yeshua, we know that he was in the bosom of the Abba. That's why he must. Where is Yeshua today? Is he in our bosom? Do we see a physical man or is he in our bosom? He is in the bosom of Israel. Hallelujah. We're dealing with a spiritual dimension that is greater than all the offerings and sacrifices that were offered up by the Kohen. The High. The Kador. Kohen is greater than that, brothers and sisters. That's why we must have the mind of Yeshua. We must have a spiritual mind. And you will know that you have a mind of the Ruach when you obey, you keep the commands of Yah. The man said he loves Yah, keeps not his Torah, he's a liar. He's a flat out liar. Period. Yah made the Shabbat, there's only one thing we do in the Shabbat, we rest. That's it. You rest, you cease from all your labor. You don't worry about it. If you don't have the fire, you'll be all right. That's not the most important issue on the Shabbat. It is a time of that our mind is consumed by the wealth of Yah. Is that because you have to go to the bathroom and flush it? Well, by some orders, that's a sin. You have 1,250 feet, the most you could travel. This is absurd. It was these things that Yahshua, when he came, he brought them to the stake, and he said, there's a light of liberty that I bring unto Israel. You are free to serve Yah. You are free to come boldly before the throne of Yah. You are free to lift your hands and offer your sacrifice of Torah and acknowledging Yah. Hallelujah. We're free. And I'm free indeed. Whom the Son makes free is he free. Hallelujah. Now this is profound here in Daniel. It says in Daniel chapter 2 verse 20. Hallelujah. Now this is when Daniel, when he answered. You all know the little story here, I don't like using that expression of the story, but this truth here. As he began to answer Ayuk, who was the captain of the king Nebuchadnezzar guards, as he answered him, for the revelation of the dream of the king. Now look at what he says. Daniel 2:20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. You all understand that? For wisdom, understanding, this experience that produced this life that represents him, and the might of the power of his truth, it all belongs to Yah. That's what he declares. And he changes the times and the season. Does he declare that? And he changes the time and the season. He removed kings and he set up kings. So we ought not to pray for no king to be removed. And we not ought to pray for anyone to win. No Obama, no Hillary, no McCain. You should not express any kind of emotion. To hell with them all. To the Obama, to the Hillary, they're all wicked. You know, it's nothing about this demise of hell. They play the race card. Hillary says, well, the white folks are not going to vote for Obama. They're wicked as hell. They're wicked. They're trashy. They're wicked. They're corrupt. And they're all puppets of hell run by the powers. Nothing at all. And they complain that black folks vote for Obama. Well, white folks always voted for white folks. And they still vote for white folks. And they voted for Hillary. But this is the wickedness of this damnable foul nation. And you cannot allow that damn trash to enter your mind. To hell with Obama. To hell with Clinton. To hell with McCain. Yahweh set the one up he intends. And I just pray, let the right one. Hallelujah. Just let the right one. Hallelujah. Let it be Hillary. That makes me no different. Why? Because Yah's going to prove himself to Israel. Hallelujah. They twist our minds, brothers and sisters. They paint different pictures and different, create the kind of mindset they want you to have. Well, Obama planned the race card. Hillary, my, she said that white people are not going to vote for Obama. Mr. Randall, the government, the governor of Mass, where is that, Pennsylvania, Ohio. He says, quote, I quote what he says, this nation is not ready for a man of color to be in a position like the president. That's what he said. I don't give a damn what man. They all are wicked. You think they're going to stop the cartel from gas going up to $5,000-$6,000 a gallon? You are crazy. They're not stopping your electric bill is going up. Your food supply, that's what this open market has done. And I don't want to get out of the path I'm on. This free market there. Now what people say, I don't grow this. And they grow a little bit of this. And say the highest bidder win. And now we sit in that in a corrupt, wicked nation. I stand for Yah. I do not defend America. I stand for the defense of the Torah of Yah. I will fight for Yah. I will not fight for this wicked Jezebel country. Hallelujah. I will not fight for a white man or black man. I will fight for Yah. It's amazing. A young brother out of Indiana somewhere, he wrote me a letter and said, Pastor Roberts, I want you to look at this matter for me, will you please? He said, I've listened to you for the last 6-7 months. And we don't have men like this that speak with direct boldness and forthrightness to the people. And I bless you for that, because there are not any out there that's speaking forthrightly. Because we're trying to spare the feeling of men of color. We're trying to spare the feeling of white folks. To hell with them all. Hallelujah. I'm a Hebrew. Unless you are a Hebrew, you're going to be lost anyway. He's going to save all Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Daniel says, in verse 21, he changed times and season. He removed kings and he sets up kings. He gave wisdom to the wise. Not only to the wise. And knowledge to them that know understanding. Do you see that? You got to understand in order to have knowledge. People are trying to understand and have no knowledge. There's a process of obtaining all of this. And I will teach on that. Hallelujah. I will show you how you obtain knowledge and understanding. Not today. Maybe Wednesday. He revealed the deep secret things. He knows what is in. Now, you understand that he knows what is in the darkness. You understand that the word of Yah was in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua was in the bosom. The only begotten was in the bosom of Yah. So Yah knows what is in the darkness. And the light, listen now, the light dwells with. And the word was with Yah. The word was not a gotcha. The light is not a gotcha. The light is with Yah. So if Yahshua is the light, he cannot be a gotcha. He must be with Yah. Oh, that's plain. Hallelujah. It says, and light dwells with him. with him. It dwells with him. Why? Because the word was with him, and the word was not against him. And the word, the light dwells with him. Yahshua said, Yochanan declared that he's the light, did he not? We're going to find out whether he is the light or was the light. And the only way we're going to find that out is by scripture. You just can't read that one verse and get understanding. You got to understand each dot. And it draw the line from each dot to each dot. You must do it that way. Hallelujah. You have to. You cannot begin to inject your emotion or the spirit of your Christendom or the spirit of your religion or the spirit of a black man, the spirit of a white man. You must interject the Hebraic mind, the mind that was formed by Yah, that he spoke unto a people with 3,200 words to express his character, his demeanor. His law consists of 3,200 words. Everything expressed in that. Hallelujah. We got over 18,000 words in the English vernacular. 2,000 or 3,000 added each year. It's bizarre, isn't it? It's crazy. It's twisted. Hallelujah. Yah has made this way for a simple man like me. An uneducated nincompoop. Hallelujah. And I'm glad of that. But I tell you what, I will bring clarity to this word. No, it's not by some way of book reading or book learning. It is simply a submissiveness unto Yah to be able to hear. And I've been able to hear in the past. When a man speaking, it was the thing about me as a young man. When men would speak, I would listen. I would never. We are the type we want to show others what we possess. And what we have, you have nothing. We all want to talk. As a young man, I will sit and I will listen. I did not make any difference whether the man was unsaved. I used to love sitting with Sister Robert's granddaddy. I would go over there sometime and sit with the old man. He would talk about the horse and buggy days. He would talk about how much money would take the sugar. And he would tell me, I will plow the fields and plant the fields. He would speak such wisdom. And it was just amazing to me. I was enthralled. I was wrapped by what he would express unto me in the way of life. It was captivating. I can remember many stories he told me. And when I would sit with him, I just let him talk. And he would talk, and he would talk, and he would talk. So I've always been able to bless Yah for that. That's why he tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. We are the woman, are we not? Are we not the woman of Yah? So be quick to hear. Wise man, he ponders every word before he speaks it. I was speaking to my wife yesterday. We were discussing a matter. And so she made a statement. I said, now, I want you to revisit that statement. Listen to the phraseology. Listen how you phrase it. I said, well, then that indicate that this was the matter? No, listen to me, honey. Hallelujah. Your phraseology, the way you spoke it, it may not be your intent. But that is how it would be perceived by me and others. Hallelujah. So that's why I will, Toda. So that's why Yah is precise in his grammation or his grammar of his speech unto Israel. That's why the military used military time, 0100. You know that that's 1 a.m. in the morning, 0200. Because if they say at 3 o'clock, well, I thought you meant 3 a.m. No, I meant 3 p.m. So they say 0300. You know what they mean? So Yah says in my hik. In my bosom, is in my inward parts, is in my altar. For Yahshua is the light of my bosom. That is what light up the bosom of Yah, his Torah. That is what he delights in. He delights, Shaul said, I delight in the Torah from the external or the inward. From his bosom he delights. From his bosom he delight. And Yah took delight in Yahshua. Even the shameful death on the stake, he took delight in that. Why? Because he knew that his word and the power of his Torah could withstand the power of wickedness and evil to bring man, to bring Israel back unto that mind of true worship unto Yah. That's what he's seeking for. Hallelujah. He said, and the light dwells with him. As the word was with him, the word was not against him, and the word was in his bosom, so is the light. For the light of his truth enlightens men. But Pastor Roberts, you're going to have to prove that. No, I'm going to read scripture and show you what it says, all right? Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to triumph in this hour. It's difficult to fight a battle in darkness, isn't it? Hallelujah. You've ever had to stumble out of bed and it's dark, you heard something? You forgot you left your shoes there and you step on that shoe and your ankle turn and you out and you're trying to get where you need to get. It's quite easier with light, isn't it? The scripture says, look at this in Micah chapter 7. Hallelujah. This is a word here. I want to read this. I like this. I love this here. It's in Micah and Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Let the enemy rejoice over us. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Well, who is your enemy? It is your own natural carnal mind. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Todah Yah for that. I may fall, but I'm going to get up in Yeshua. When I sit in darkness, he says what? Yahweh is what? Shall be what? Light to who? Yahweh should be a light to me. It is the power of His Torah. Even though I'm in darkness, the power of the Torah of Yah is light to me. That's what lighten our minds. That's what lighten up the path. For we know we're walking. He said, Yahweh shall be a light to me. Yahshua said, think not I've come to destroy the Torah of the Norbies. And what Micah says here, Yahshua did not destroy it. He said, Yahweh shall be what? Did he say Yahweh? He said, Yahweh shall be a. Yahweh shall be a. Yahweh shall be a Pacific light and awe and illumination of the Torah unto me. That's what Yahshua is. Come on, brothers and sisters. He illuminates the Torah. That's what he does. He said, Yah shall be a light to me. Even among my enemies, even in your battles, Yahweh is the light to you. It is His Torah. Hallelujah. We do tell unto those that do evil against us. It is the light of Yah, the Torah of Yahshua, that even though our mindset wants to do something wrong, it lights us up. It enlightens us. It causes a light to shine in us. He said, Yahweh, he says, so don't rejoice over me, enemy. Don't rejoice because I fall. I'm going to get up. Hallelujah. Yahweh has made this path. He is lighting this path. Hallelujah. Yahshua is the illumination of this path. In flesh too. He said, Yahweh shall be a light to me. Yahshua, Yahkahan said, he came to bear witness of this light. Did he not say that? He came to bear witness. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness. He came to be a witness of the light. Now, him, Micah, he bears witness of this light. That Yahweh is a light unto Israel. And that's what he represents. That's what the Norbies represents. They represent Israel. They are the composition of Israel. He's a fallen. Yes, you talking about Micah, the Norbie of Yah? He said, but don't rejoice over that. I will get up. And I will see the way because Yahweh shall be a light. And the Torah is our light. I don't believe that. Then the book is a damnable lie. He had to speak from the Torah. This was not all out of his bosom. It had to be that the Torah of light was in his bosom. How do I know that? Well, let me move a little further, all right? He said, I will bear the iniquity, the indignation. I will bear the brunt, the chastisement of Yahweh. Why? Because I have sinned against Him. Do you all hear that? Just bear it. Quit murmuring. Let Him be your light. And bear the indignation, His correction. Bear the rod on your naked butt as He swish and swash it. You will bear that. Why? Because we have sinned. Until He plead my cause and execute mishpat judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light. We were in darkness and sin, were we not? Did He bring us to the light? Shine on me, light. Yes. Shine on me, Yah. Let the light of Yah's bosom, Yahshua. Shine on me, oh yes. Shine on me, Yahweh. Shine on me, Yah. Let the light of the bosom of Yahweh shine on me. Yahshua is the light of the bosom of Yahweh. Just me, Yahshua. Shine on me, light. The light of Yahweh shine on me. Shine on me, Yah. Let your light shine from your bosom. Lead me, Yah. into the path of your light. Yahshua said, I am the way. You cannot walk in the way without light. You need light in the way. You need the awe. You need the awe. You need the awe of Yah. You need light in this darkened world. Without the light of Yah, you're going to fall and you can't get up. You're going to fall and you're not going to know how to get up. Hallelujah. He will bring me forth to the light. Yahweh has brought us forth to the light, has He not? He has brought us forth to the light of His Torah. I know what the Word says, all right? You may know more than me, but that's all right. I know what the Word says. Hallelujah. And I believe that. You're much brighter than me. It means nothing to me. I have no compunction with that at all. I know what this says. Hallelujah. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold, I shall see His Tzedek. For the Tzedek, or the righteousness of Yah, is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah is the light, it is the Emet. It is the truth, brothers and sisters. That's what this damnable Christendom has done. It has robbed us of the pillars of the Torah of Yah, from the pillars of the Torah of Yah. And so we got this mindset that has been grafted by the enemy that make us think against what the Torah teaches. We must be renewed. You can't build on that old foundation. You got to tear it up. You got to start at the chief cornerstone. You got to start where the light is shining. And it shines only from Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead us to your judgment, Yah. Make your mishpat, your mishpatim upon Israel. Toda Yah for judgment. Toda Yah for the light. His ore that brings illumination to what He has put in the lamb of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, I want you all to hear this. Hallelujah. And Hosea. Oh, I know I'm using quite a few scriptures, but that's all right. I'm making known what it means too. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 6, verse 4. Hallelujah. Yah says, O Ephraim. And Ephraim has no meaning really to the name. Ephraim, the second son of Jacob. O Ephraim. Ephraim, not Yahurah and Yahurah. Well, Yahurah is Yahweh's praise. And sometimes our lives we walk just like Ephraim. We walk disgruntled, we walk with no meaning for Yah, and then sometimes we want to be like Yahuda, don't we? We got praises and all of that. We don't want to bear the brunt of Yah's indignation because we sinned against Him. We don't want to do that. He said, Oh Ephraim, what shall I do to you? Oh Yahuda, what shall I do to you? Attempts to be told before me is as a morning clot. And as the early dew as it goes away. Yahweh says this, and this ought to drive a force deep within us. He said, therefore have I hewn, have I hasab. It's more than just gold in the quarry. You understand, my deacon Horn. When he says it's hasab, it's more than just going and hewing out or coring something out. Men go on the coring, they blast. But Yah says, nah! He has hewn us. He has taken His Torah and chiseled away each little piece that weighs us down and bring us under the bondage of darkness. He has hewn. He has hewn them by the Norbi. You all hear that? He has shaped you by the words of the Norbi, the prophets. Hallelujah. That's why we need a prophet. We need a mighty man of Yah, not these damn wicked false dogs. Not these Jezebel men calling themselves apostles. They're wise prophets. These are liars birthed out of hell. The children of darkness. I'm talking about a prophet that will hew us. Hasab. That the chisel and the hammer, as the evangelist will remind us, this hammer, this battle axe, would cut, would chisel away the heavy weight of darkness and sin upon us. He said, I've hewn them by the Norbis. I've slain them by, listen now, by the words of my mouth. He has slain us by the words of His mouth. And your mishpatim are as what? The light. Oh, Yahshua said that I came not to condemn the world. I didn't come to condemn it, But I came to shed light to save it. Is that the one that, you know, out in the ocean, they have what they call lighthouses, and they still use those today. They don't use them like they used them in the previous days. Well, there are still ships that do not have this GPS, this navigational system, but they still use it. And those old boys that like that, they still use the lighthouses. They rather see the lighthouse. They understand. They can understand the depth of the ocean. They can understand the depth of the sea by the lighthouse. Now they got sonar and all that to tell them how close, how far to stay away from the shore. And Yahshua is a light. He's a light that tells us you're getting too far away from the Torah. You're going in a way that opposite from the Torah. You got to get close to the Torah. Here's a light that brings us to the power and the illumination of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. For his judgment, his mishpatim, as the light that goeth forth. We don't think of the judgment of Yah as being the light. He says, for his mishpatim, for by his judgment, he is made known unto Israel. That's how we know Yahweh, that he corrects us. He knows that those are his parents because they will correct him differently than what I will correct him. And that's the truth. And that time she doesn't spare the rod. Hallelujah. I saw the other day that she was fanning his hips. I wanted to say, stop now. But she had stopped anyway. Hallelujah. But that judgment, he makes known to him whereby the bosom where strength comes from. You see, to him, her bosom is his strength. And out of her bosom is her breast represents her love unto him. So when he lays his head on his breast, that he knows that mommy sent something there. Oh, daddy. So it is with Yah. Yahshua is his bosom. So we lay our heads in the bosom of Yahshua. We're in the bosom of Yah. And we will know we're in the bosom of Yahshua because it is the words that he speaks unto us that permeates our mind and gives strength unto our inward parts. We must have the truth, brothers and sisters. We must abandon many things that even I have taught in the past. It's not according to Torah and Scripture. I was just an ignorant man. And one time Yah winked at my ignorance, but now he calls me to repent of those ways. Hallelujah. And I will not alter one word for any of you. Not one of you. Hallelujah. Every last one of you can walk out of me. And I say that you that love Yah, you won't do that. But you that do not. And I say this as all brothers and sisters. I say this as we have had the Pesach. I've watched how men betray, women betray. I've watched this in the past. So you better, if Yah is directing you to Scripture, you better let it govern your life. That you will not allow that devilish, hellish thing to enter into your mind. Hallelujah. I don't take that back from any of you. The Novi is Hume Hasab. Raise up the Novi, Yah. Where is he? I will know when he steps in the midst of this Teshua community. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he will look for Pastor Roberts. Where's the man of Yah? I must talk to him. Oh, he's not going to pull Elder Martin or Deacon Benny or Brother Charles. No, he's going to look for this man. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he's going to look for. And that's a fact. For I desire mercy. Yah says, I desire mercy. Listen now. And not sacrifices. And the knowledge of Yahweh more than burnt. Said, I desire you to understand me and to have knowledge of me more than all of your talk, all of your verbiage. That's what he wants.